From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is accusing former President Barack Obama of wiretapping his offices at Trump Tower in New York City before last year's presidential election. Mr. Trump made the accusations via Twitter Saturday without any evidence to support his accusations against his predecessor. The Obama office has not responded to the accusations. The claims come as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI and congressional investigations into contacts between members of its campaign team and Russian officials. In Libya, the fighting is continuing Saturday for control of the country's oil facilities around the city of Benghazi. Edward Uranian has more.
Libyan media reports that Air Force fighter jets loyal to Eastern Military Commander General Khalifa Haftar attacked Islamist militia forces holding part of the oil port of Sidra and an airfield in the nearby oil port of Ras Lanuf. Militia forces, calling themselves the Benghazi Defense Brigades, began the surprise attack on Sidra and Ras Lanuf on Thursday. A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Dua Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's two largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq has issued a warning about the possible use of chemical weapons in Mosul, where Islamic State militants are battling U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. The International Committee of the Red Cross says seven people have been admitted to a hospital near Mosul and are being treated for suspected exposure to chemical agents. The alleged attacks are reported to have happened this past week in eastern Mosul. The United Nations reports more than 190,000 people, half of them children, have fled Mosul since Iraqi government forces began their offensive on October 17th to retake the city from the Islamic State insurgents. Lisa Schlein has more on the story.
The United Nations reports a significant increase in the number of people fleeing western Mosul last week as fighting between Iraqi soldiers and Islamic State militants has intensified. It estimates about 30,000 people have become displaced, half of them children. Bastien Vigneault is UN Children's Fund Emergency Coordinator for Mosul Operations in Iraq. Vigneault says the new arrivals describe conditions in Mosul as dire and getting worse. He says they report 1 kilo of rice costs $60. They say food, water, medicine, and fuel are running low. Vigneault says UNICEF, the World Food Program, and UN Population Fund are planning an aid mission to West Mosul this weekend. For security reasons, he says he will not name the neighborhoods where they will go. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Somali government officials say more than 110 people, mainly women and children, died from waterborne diseases and in 48 hours as a result of the enduring drought in the country. Speaking Saturday in Mogadishu, Somalia's new Prime Minister Hassan Ali Kahir announced the deaths, providing the first official figure after months of severe drought. He's calling on Somalis and the international community to put together life-saving emergency response. UN aid agencies recently warned there is only a two-month window to avert a drought catastrophe in Somalia. China says its defense budget will increase by about 7% this year, marking the second year in a row China has kept its military spending to a single-digit percentage increase. The exact number for defense spending this year will be released on Sunday when Parliament begins its annual session. China's neighbors, however, have become increasingly suspicious of the country's military tactics following China's rapid expansion in the South China Sea, where it has created artificial islands capable of supporting military facilities. And Malaysia has expelled the North Korean ambassador following his criticism of the investigation into the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother at the Kuala Lumpur airport last month. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.